Miriam, and it features none other than this lady, Miss Louise Burns. The track is called Who's the Madman? Louise Burns at the Vancouver Planetarium this Friday. She's kicking it off today on Discord Radio right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Louise Burns, Who's the Madman? And she is playing Romance of the Stars at the Planetarium this Friday night. A very special evening of music that is inspired by the love of stargazing. Beer and wine will be served inside the Cosmic Courtyard with a listening party of the brand new Louise Burns album. Sounds like a good time indeed.
Yeah, I'm sold.
I'm glad you are. Dora Duber is my co-host. Matt Muse is on the board, and Kat Cott is here as well. All your favorite members of the Discord Radio Collective. And something we haven't mentioned up to this point, even though we're only 4 minutes into the show, is that Shindig is over.
Yeah, and it's devastating. I'm particularly sad. I've had to go to every single show.
I've had to go. You make it sound like a chore.
Well, I've gotten to go. It definitely felt like a chore at some point, but
as expressed in your little audio clip last week.
Yeah, no, I am very excited that it's done, but I'm also very sad, if only because that was a night where, like, every Tuesday, just my friends and I would hang out at Pat's with a free concert, like, which was really chill. And now we have... No, we have nothing.
We'll find something. We'll find something.
No, we have Discord Radio.
There you go. Well, it was going for the last 13 weeks. Dora, you were there for, I think, 12 of those 13.
Yeah.
And it all came down to three artists this past Friday night at Pat's Pub. A very snowy, very blizzardy Friday night. I was amazed. Now, actually, Dora, before we announce the win and all that, You were there for 12 or 13 weeks. What was the average attendance, would you say?
I think a good night there were maybe 30 to 40 people there. Yeah.
On a good night.
And then sometimes there were like two.
Wow.
That was like a low. It was also kind of, it was hard to judge because people would bring their friends. Like people would stay for a different band or specific bands and then leave. But it was wild.
You can imagine my delight when I walked in. It took me twice as long to get there because that was the night of Snowmageddon 2.
I've been calling it a modern day after tomorrow. That's like my
I've heard that one as well, yeah.
I'm Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Translated.
Oh, you look just like him.
Thank you. I can get that all the time.
But yeah, to my surprise, it took me 2.5 times as long as it normally would. And I walk into Pat's Pub and the place is packed to the tits.
Yeah.
We're talking like a good 150 people. I was super impressed. Unfortunately, I missed the end of Carousel Scene's set. I caught Mark Mills' very energetic set and, of course, Little Sprout's exciting set. And Dora, I feel that considering you've been kind of our Shindig correspondent, for those that are listening and did not tune in or did not have a chance to find out who won, I'm going to let you announce who the winner was to our Discord radio fans.
Oh, thank you. I feel honored. So I will set it up in the way that Andy Resto announced them. He was very specific and deliberate in his deliverance of the winners. So the runner-up was Carousel Scene, and then the winner was Little Sprout. And Mark Mills kind of got third place.
I think there's a little more excitement the way Andy said it
Friday night.
But yes, there you go. Little Sprout, this year's Shindig winners. To the surprise of many, we didn't hear much about them before the Shindig season started. Unlike Mark Mills, everybody's favorite. No, go on.
I loved Carousel Scene. I thought they had it in the bag. I thought Little Sprout's performance was really good, but it wasn't as magnetic as Carousel Scene's, I don't think. But I do think they were a lot more diverse in their performance. Like they went a little more all out, and like all three of them were into it. Whereas Ash is really kind of the head of Carousel Scene, and she brings the thunder. But I was just sad that they didn't win. They're my favorite.
As I said, unfortunately, I missed their set, but I really did enjoy Little Sprout's set. They were very tight. And also, they were the one band that really embraced the bold theme.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
We forgot to mention that at this point, but there were some bold costumes. Dora, you were not wearing a lot, so that was bold on a cold February night.
Yeah,
wearing my 1984 Vancouver Canucks jersey with sparkly gold tights.
Very bold.
Thank you very much. Some great bold costumes, but Little Sprout was all dressed in these really elaborate, fun dresses.
Yeah.
Even their bassist, Reese, who's, you know, he's a pretty manly dude. He wore a blue dress very nicely.
And a bright blue dress.
Yes.
Like, I feel like blue could be navy, baby blue. It was electric blue. It was striking.
Yes.
I loved the tiara that the lead singer Annie was wearing. I thought that was a nice touch.
Yes.
And then the butterfly dress of the drummer.
Sean.
Yeah, that was a showstopper.
It was a great night, great performance. Mark Mills also, I mean, he set the room on fire, tons of energy. And the one thing I'll say about Mark Mills is that for a one-man band, he really does bring such energy, such a great performance. He really commanded the stage. And talking to some of the judges afterwards, I think they were saying that they really loved his performance. But it was a much more holistic experience having three members of a band all playing their instruments.
Yeah.
And they felt like that was the true deserving Shindig winner. And I'm in agreement.
So you were Team Little Sprout?
I was that night. I never saw them before, and I was converted. Yeah.
All right.
So I was pumped. And I had a chance to meet them afterwards. A great group of gal and guys. Now, we actually have some reaction from Little Sprout. Are we going to play this post-reaction now, or are we going to do a... Okay, let's do that. Okay, so here we go. We're going to take you back to about 10 minutes after the announcement was made. People are still drinking. The place is starting to clear out slowly, bit by bit. But this was the Shindig victory reaction from Little Sprout on Friday night at Pat's Pub here in Vancouver.
Sure.
Questions? Okay. So we're here, Shindig 33, Little Sprout emerging as the victors. We're here with Amy, Reese, and
Sean.
So it was announced that Little Sprout was the winners. What was the immediate reaction?
Wade, well, let me tell you, I was certainly shocked. I was shook. I could not believe the outcome. Outrageous.
You sound sarcastic, but I know you're being genuine.
Yeah,
I
think that was real, by the way.
It was like this long buildup of being terrified because the announcer took like 8 hours to announce the answer. And I was like, oh my God, I don't care if I win or lost. Just tell me the answer because my heart is leaving out of my chest. And they finally told it. It's just like, it's almost like I felt the opposite of how I felt in my heart. Finally slowed down. I'm like, oh my God, we friggin' won.
I think my heart increased beating, and I was just like, is that really happening? Like, kind of more,
yeah,
like a shock almost went into it. A shock.
Was it an excited shock or more of like, a, oh my God, now there's the pressure to like act like the winner shock?
Yeah, go out there and act like, ooh.
Well, I guess I didn't know how I was supposed to act because I've never won anything in my life, so it was kind of like, just a
never
surprise.
Won anything.
I literally have never won anything. I can't think of a
guilty.
Thing that I've won.
I feel weirdly guilty because I don't like to think that there's like people who.
Because everybody
it's just
so
weird.
Hard, so
yeah.
I feel really stoked that I won.
Yeah.
I'm gonna embrace that feeling.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't happen often, and you should embrace it.
Yeah.
We won, and everyone did a really good job, and everyone was happy, and we would have been happy no matter what we got. But to win, it feels good. We've been doing this for almost 2 months since Shindig started in November.
Yeah.
So it feels really great
to
win.
This is our first show at Shindig, I guess. That's what you mean. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's just like, it was like a long build up to get to this point. So it's just like, we were going to be happy no matter what happened. So it just felt good to come and play.
We're all warriors. And so the whole thing was like an arduous, like, roller coaster ride of anxiety.
Yeah.
And we're really happy that trying to stick with the analogy I'm making about the roller coaster, but I can't finish it. It finished. I don't know. You can finish it for me. Can you finish that?
No.
Okay. You can just edit that part.
Well, nobody fell off the coaster.
Yeah, nobody fell off.
You made it to the finish smoothly.
I feel like it stopped at the peak, and that was maybe when Andy was talking. It stopped at the very peak before the big drop. And it was like an exciting drop, and no one got motion sick. And it came and it coasted right to the stop, and like we got to get off, and we all felt good.
And we got cotton candy.
Yeah.
And we played darts.
Got some photos of some mascots.
Yeah.
Got some photos of some mascots.
Yeah.
So what do you think was the key to your success? What tonight lifted you above the competition, do you think?
I would say friendship. We're very close friends, and we enjoy each other's company, and we support each other.
Yeah, I agree with Amy, for sure. And also, it was a bit relieving knowing, I think I've said this already, but the fact that there was no possible way we could get worse than third place at this point, so that was like really like stress relieving to know, like, because I would have just been so ecstatic with at least with third, so we were kind of just like...
We're all in really good spirits today.
Yeah.
We're all just really stoked to play tonight. I think that helped us a lot, because we're all like, I don't care, let's just play this show and have a lot of fun. So...
Zach.
Well, this is the third show you've played now in less than 2 months. Compared to the prep for the first show versus the prep for this show, what extra factors were you guys considering tonight when planning and prepping for this show?
Our set list, for sure, more than usual.
Yeah, we definitely took into consideration what the judges had said about our performances in the first and second rounds. We tried to take some of the advice and then leave some of the advice behind. Like, we kind of cherry-picked what we wanted to do. But it was helpful.
The stuff that felt feasible is the stuff that we did. But some of the other stuff... it wasn't like there was tons of bad stuff, but I don't know.
We also, right before the second show for Shindig, we went on a 4-day tour of the island, and we played a bunch of shows, and one of them was in Ladysmith, and nobody came except for like these old kind of like straight out of the mines type of guys, like baby boomers with like lots of alcohol in them, and then and then one of them fell over and he pooped his pants.
Wow.
And that was like a really intense experience. That was like such a, and then we got heckled, and so when coming into Shindig, it felt like it was
it couldn't be any worse than that show.
It's like, coming into Shindig, I was like, oh, people who are nice and want to see us and aren't pooping.
Yeah, nobody pooped their pants.
To you, you disappeared, and all that's left you, your eyeballs flare.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. There you go. The champions of Shindig 33. That was Little Sprout. And right before we heard the track Alien Boyfriend off their Little Sprout EP, we heard about 5 minutes of raw, unbridled enthusiasm post-Shindig victory chatter. That was live from Pat's Pub with Amy, Reese, and Sean, the three members of Little Sprout. Good times.
Yeah, they were exhilarated.
They were.
They seemed very, very pleased.
They were very humble, too.
Yeah, no. They're lovely. They seem like lovely people.
Lovely people, yeah. Actually, they were going to join us today in studio. A tradition here in Discord Radio is we usually get the Shindig winner to join us the Tuesday after the finals, but unfortunately, Amy has a sinus infection. She's been out of commission since Saturday.
Oh, no. We got her just in time.
she gave her everything on Friday night. And she's been out of commission for the last 3 days, but they're going to try to make it next week. So cross your fingers, we may have the Shindig winners right here at Discord Radio, live in studio.
CITR 101.9 FM.
There you go. Okay, let's do the charts. It's that time of the show. We're going to count down the top five albums of the week. Dora, take it away.
Okay, so number five, we have Fond of Tigers off by Inhabit off of Off Season Records.
Number four this week, The Pretties with Soiree.
Number three, The Evaporators with Ogopogo Punk again.
Number two is Various Artists, a special CITR Discorder compilation called The Fishbowl Sessions, music that's been recorded live here at CITR and Discorder.
And then number one, you know him, you love him, Little Sprout, off of their Little Sprout EP.
Booyah! So we figured we just play Little Sprout. We're going to play them, I'm sure, next week. We don't want to go with Little Sprout overkill, even though we're completely elated at the champions.
Have we already jumped on that train? Are we not?
You know, this is their day. And
yeah,
actually,
they've earned it.
And it was so smooth of her to, like, get sick in a way, so we can extend it to make it their day next day, too, and they come back next week. But yeah,
very
Little
deliberate.
Sprout, we're going to hear more from them next week. So let's play number two, which is also a CITR favorite because it's an album compilation album that we've put out about some of the highlights that have been recorded here over the last year. 23 songs, in fact, that have been recorded live here at CITR, including a few that have been recorded live on our show, like Graftition and Devours. But the artist we're going to play today is Jody Glenham and the Dreamers. They are playing at the Cobalt this Thursday, but this is track number three off of our number two album of the week. It's called Between You and Me. Track three, number two on CITR 101.9 FM.
Is there any mystery for us? It's scary. Things better left alone. Hand in hand, you shield the streets out of the sidewalk. Chivalry's a red but dealing with what it's got. Between you, me, and the bedpost. I call you again. It's for picking up the
Sarah Jickling of Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. ordinary guy with an ordinary job in an ordinary life. Picking things, pulled by strings. What you'll buy is what we'll decide.
Of course, the ordinary's imaginary. No one's average exactly. But moving the mean is the only way we can change a democracy. Policy can't pass Paul, you see, or Jess, or Joe, or Jan. As long as they can still be swayed when they don't understand. What? For every dollar they spend, someone has 10. Got doing rotten things we should end. Plenty of people invest in this evil, but most can't spare the time to care, cause they're trying to live their lives right. They're trying to live their lives right. They're like, give me something to fight, give me something to change. I'm too tired tonight.
We depend on an ordinary girl with an ordinary job in an ordinary world. Picking things, pulled by strings. What she'll buy is what we'll decide.
You can't focus on behavior. Say do this, do that, you'll become a savior. When one part's disproven, improved on, your act gets ruined, people go back to square one. Our best guesses will change. It's stressful and strange to be left rearranged. But if you teach the tools and the process in school, then revising the rules feels like progress. It's cool. Don't get hung up on hypocrites caught comparing carbon footprints. If they can say and not do, you can do and not say, and we'll all be okay anyway. Any stance that you take is important. Any chance to discuss moves us forward. The mean is made up of nice people who be very happy to know you.
We depend on an ordinary guy with an ordinary job in an ordinary life. Picking things, pulled by strings. What you'll buy is what we'll decide.
Now I meant bias in trust, but I also mean bias in buying stuff. Adds that up, even competing ones make the ask, this one or that one, not do I need either. $1 trillion a year bends ears to buy more things, to build more things to buy. You can wonder why, but it won't stop it. Go shopping, go jogging, same endorphins. So it was in our organs first. Fighting back is such important work. Status is a zero-sum game. The bottom of every pile feels shame. Even one where everyone's great. People omit and obsess and inflate. So don't hate, compare to relate. Decide what you like and what we should replace. Then don't wait.
We depend on an ordinary girl with an ordinary job in an ordinary world. Picking things, pulled by strings. What she'll buy is what we'll decide. We depend on an ordinary guy with an ordinary job in an ordinary life. Picking things, pulled by strings. What you'll buy is what we'll decide.
Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Ordinary from the very extraordinary Greg McLeod, the multi-talented Greg McLeod, who plays every instrument under the sun. Very cool video for that song, by the way. All the images from that video are from the Women's March from a couple weeks ago, the Vancouver Women's March. And, you know, it's a great video. It only has 47 views. I'm surprised.
Outrageous.
Yeah, it is outrageous. So we're going to try to help that. We're going to put that on our Facebook page. So check out our Facebook page. Support Greg. He's an amazing up-and-coming Vancouver artist. It's a great video. And as you heard, he's very talented and has a great song. So please check that out. Prior to that, we heard Jody Glenham and the Dreamers, Between You and Me. That is off the Fishbowl Sessions number 2 on our countdown this week. We get some more stuff happening this Friday night. Namely, the Cobalt is going to be the host of a couple of album releases. Surfer Blood, the surf rock band out of Florida, they have a brand new album called Snowdonia, which is very fitting considering what has happened in Vancouver right about now. And they are going to be doing an album release playing with the Cut Losses. Yes, Cut Losses, great Vancouver project, which you may recognize the Cut. Yes, Cut Losses, Patrick McWilliams of the Cut Losses, his new EP, Lightning Dolphin. They will be opening for Surfer Blood. So a great 1-2 punch happening this Friday.
Actually, it's next Friday on the 19th.
Oh, I actually saw that it was on February the 10th.
Oh, wow.
What source are you looking at?
Facebook.
Really?
Who knows?
Okay, we'll try to get the correct info for you, but I'm pretty sure it is this Friday the 10th at the Cobalt. Surfer Blood and Cut Losses. Anyways, let's play a 1-2 punch right now. We're going to play this track from Cut Losses. This is Spending Time on My Own. Followed by Surfer Blood. You're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Just a matter of time. Surfer Blood, they are playing at the Cobalt this Friday, along with Cut Losses, who we heard before. The track was Spending Time on My Own. And yes, that is Friday, February 10th, this Friday.
Yes.
Nice. It is confirmed. Okay, so that is happening this Friday at the Cobalt. And now a couple other shows that are happening. This Friday's a busy day. Wow. Off the top, Louise Burns, we heard her from her. She's playing at the Planetarium. It's also going to be the brand new album release for Nothingness. And we have a kind of a funny story about Nothingness.
Pray tell.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you knew this story, but...
No, so I'm very fresh.
Andy, our music director, also the very talented MC of Shindig, who you were trying to do an impression of earlier. He asked us a couple days ago if we wanted to have Nothingness on the show today because they have an album release on Friday. We said, no. Today is reserved for the Shindig winner, Little Throat. So, unfortunately, we shouldn't have played our hand because we didn't get to have any live music today. But nonetheless, we're happy to announce that Nothingness will be on the playing live at CITR tomorrow in the afternoon. So tune in for that, for the new music show right here on CITR 101.9 FM. But their album release is this Friday at Hidden City Records, along with Spruce Trap and Moondal. So we're going to play some Nothingness right about now. Yeah, this track is called What We Are. Nothingness, playing this Friday at Hidden City Records, as well as right here on CITR 101.9 FM. And then stay tuned for another band making their Discord Radio debut called The Quixotic Neurotics. We'll talk more about them after they play their track. But here we go, Nothingness, What We Are, on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
I used to be such a good listener. I used to be such a good friend. Thought that would be enough for me to turn up all right in the end. Climbing the endless staircase of days. Wasted time in the simplest of ways. Never looked back at the things that went wrong. Forgot them, but I was so wrong. There I go, chasing away the days. And there they go,
listening to what I say, floating away, carelessly gone downstream. It's all your fault, so rebelliously mainstream. Chase the leather-clad marionette, dance with the smiling hierophant. Lost my head in those songs of loss, lost my senses, thought nothing was wrong. Foolish things, I've done them before. It's all my fault, I'll place blame no more. Can't handle the weight of the guilt anymore. Oh, where am I going? Now I can't tell. There I go, chasing away the days, and there they go, listening to what I say, floating away, carelessly gone downstream. It's all my fault, so rebelliously mainstream. And there I go, chasing away the days, and there they go, listening to what I say, floating away, carelessly gone downstream. It's all my fault, so rebelliously mainstream.
Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, making their Discorded Radio debut, Quixotic Neurotics with Floating Away, but that is actually not their CITR debut, because Christopher Hinman is actually the host of The Medicine Show, and that recording was recorded right here on The Medicine Show a couple weeks back. You can check out his band, Quixotic Neurotics, playing this, guess what day? I'll give you one guess.
Is it Friday?
You got it.
Oh, score.
Jam-packed Friday, February 10th. They are playing along with a great lineup, including Ashes, Cheap Flavor, and Lovelation. That all gets underway this Friday night at Studio Records. Okay, so we did the Cobalt 2-pack from Friday. We did the new album release of Hidden City Records and Studio Records on Friday. And now, let's give Thursday some love.
It's a lonely day. It needs it.
Yes.
This Thursday is a show at the Astoria with Devours, Heartbeach, Tulip, and Heartbeach is from Australia, which is like pretty cool that they're all the way out here.
Yeah, mate. Paid income.
They're really amazing. I was listening to them earlier and I was really into it. But they have just reissued their album for North America, and it's awesome. It's really good.
Very cool. And Devours, who you also mentioned there.
Classic.
We haven't actually heard talked about them in months, and suddenly today they're getting tons of mentions because they're also in that Fishbowl Sessions featured on that record. So let's give Devours some love. They, of course, were a part of Shindig this year as mm-hmm. well. And a great dude.
Oh, the sweetest man you've ever met.
Yeah, it's a really sweet man. They were on the cover of the May issue of Discorder magazine last year, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
Oh my God, get out of here.
All right, so let's do that. This is the Astoria. This is the Thursday 2-pack. we're going to play Devours, followed by the Aussie band Heartbeach, right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. And this track is called Movie Star.
Ashlyn, you are listening to Discorder Radio 101.9 CITR.
Oh, and I'm from the band Frankie, yeah.
Thank you.
We are back on Discord Radio. That was Heart Beach with the track Away, all the way from the land down under where they do Heart the Beach.
Australia.
Yeah. Yeah, mate.
I actually went down to back to Toronto for winter break, and my little sister, she's 13, has an uncanny Australian accent. She has this like weird Australian alter ego where she behaves terribly, and then she's like, "It wasn't me. It was like Jocelyn or whatever her name is," and it's very scary how good her accent is. I don't think she's ever interacted with someone with us from Australia before, but it's uncanny. It's terrifying.
Wow. Well, I was there a few times, and I've tested the accent a couple times on air, but maybe her and I can go head-to-head. You know, we actually did it. We did an Australia Day special in Discord Radio last year. We had so much Aussie content over the past year, playing bands like the Cat Empire and 10 Pound Orange that we'd actually interviewed here in Vancouver, so we had a special Aussie Day theme.
Nice.
Maybe next year. It's only another 11 and a half months away. Your sister will have 11 and a half months to perfect her Aussie accent.
Oh, yeah, no. Call her in. She'll be totally ready.
Yeah. No worries, mate. She'll be right.
Oh my God.
Okay, all right. Let's move into the final segment of the show. Sky Wallace. You know Sky Wallace?
No, I don't.
Oh, very, very talented lady from Vancouver. She's a brand new album review up on our website. And by the way, I know we haven't talked a lot about the brand new February issue, but we wanted to save it for when Brit is back. This is technically the first show of February. So happy February to all of our fellow Discordarians.
Thank you.
But yeah, next week we're going to get deeper into the brand new February issue. And one of the things we're going to be looking at is the album review section. This album review of Something Wicked by Sky Wallace, it just went up on the web today. So we're going to play a track off that. The track is Blood Moon. As the sun goes down and the moon comes up, and we want to wish everybody a happy Family Day long weekend. And of course, we would love for you to tune in next Tuesday on the Valentine's Day special.
That was almost too cute.
Discord Radio. Mike's up next with Flex Your Head. Thank you, Kat Cott, Matt Muse, Dora Duber. I'm Wade, and you are listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
You smell like danger.
Your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is...